This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've just received a jobs report that is strikingly better than expected at a time when forecasters were thinking unemployment would have dropped from nearly 15 to perhaps 20%. The data just now show a slight improvement. Unemployment in May was 13.3%, still terrible compared to the 3 to 4% range we had before pandemic. This week, the Labor Department listed the cities that have been hit hardest by layoffs. Here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
Two cities in Hawaii, followed by Las Vegas and Atlantic City, topped the April list for the highest rates of unemployment in the country.
You know, these are areas that depend significantly on tourism, travel, people coming to conventions, and that's all stopped, and they got hit hard early on.
Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics says while many areas of the country have started to reopen, tourism and business travel will likely remain depressed as long as worries about the virus persist. Several Midwestern cities with strong ties to manufacturing also ranked high for unemployment, but could improve faster should business return to normal quickly. Jed Kolko, chief economist with job search site Indeed, says in recent weeks he's seen a drop in job postings outside just tourism spots.
Rather, there's some of the big tech and finance hubs across the U.S., ironically, some of the places where it's easier to work from home.
He says the slowdown in those sectors may be less about the current shutdowns and more about uncertainty over the future health of the economy. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.